My guest today is Barbara Fushinska. Barbara, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being on my show.
My pleasure.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Poland. Uh-huh. Now I'm living in UK in London.
I love your voice.
Oh, thank you.
And what do you do in London?
So I'm a software developer. Mm-hmm. I work as like a mentor a little bit. My other duties are going to the conferences.
Ah, I like this one, like CodeMesh.
Like CodeMesh,
yeah.
Exactly.
I've seen you at two different conferences now. This one in Sandusky, Ohio, and DevSum in Stockholm, Sweden.
Yes. This actually, DevSum in Stockholm, not when you met me, but a year before, was my first international conference.
You've come a long way since then.
Yes, I did.
Here, hold this up a little bit higher because
sure.
We're in a crowded place and people
of
might
course.
Walk by and they may start talking. It's
of
quiet
course.
Now, but later on. So you come a long way, not only in terms of your speaking proficiency, but also in terms of your notoriety. I'm going to use that word. Because of you were telling about a viral blog post that you wrote.
Yes, and it was quite surprising for me because I started to write a blog post to have something that keeps me going. That would be the easiest word. I wanted to do something more regularly than I'm doing it now. And from the technical stuff that I used to write in Polish, I started to write this in English.
Okay.
And my first a big break, you would say that, was the blog post about me changing my job, moving to London, and actually changing my whole life. I called it, I was a queen of the comfort zone and how I get out.
Out of the comfort zone. Well played, yes.
Yeah, because previously I used to work and live in Krakow for 14 years.
Where you
and then
grew
I
up.
Just, no, I'll stay there after uni and during uni.
I see.
And then I just changed my life completely. Mm-hmm. So this blog kind of became like a lifestyle blog.
Okay.
But focused on the technology, on the IT, on my career.
That's interesting.
Angle.
So we're the world can follow kind of your journey through
kind
this
of, yes.
transition.
Yeah, there are not a lot of blog posts in English yet, but the plan is.
But there's
to,
one.
There is one.
That became famous. Tell me about it.
So as I started to speak at conferences, I had this feeling. I would call it a conference depression. And several years ago, 7-8 years ago, when I started to attend conferences, it was mind-blowing. I found all those famous people, all those smart people that could tell me the truth, how to do stuff. Of course, sometimes they were wrong, sometimes they were admitting it, but the whole conference experience was just great, and I couldn't just take a minute out of it. I wanted to be there.
Yes.
And what I've noticed lately, people are no longer going for talks to conferences. People are going for, corridor conversations are not that bad for a reason to attend a conference, but more for a beer after conference.
Okay.
And other activities. And I started to wonder why. One of the reasons I thought it would be was the quality of conference talks.
Oh. So you think the quality of conference talks has gone down over the last 5 years?
I think so. And sometimes you cannot blame the organizers or even the person who is doing the talk because it's their first talk.
Sometimes.
They just had a bad day. It happens to anyone.
Yes.
But it's like a statistical error
but
when it happens,
if
right?
If it happens a lot, though, maybe
exactly.
there's a reason.
So I try to find some reasons why this would happen, and the most viral one that people were commenting, yes, you're right, was the celebrity effect.
Tell me about the celebrity effect.
I called it celebrity effect. In my mind, it looks like I'm a star. I'm a conference speaker.
Okay.
I'm so smart and so great, and people will invite me again anyway.
Uh-huh.
That I don't have to do anymore.
Just enough just to show up. Just my mere presence is enough.
And to increase my ego, maybe to be funny, to basically being a star.
I agree. That isn't enough. That is enough. That's great that speakers have accomplished something in the past, but if I go to a conference, I'm paying to see what they're talking about today.
Yes,
and so
exactly.
I want them to put effort into that. However, the part about funny, that might make it entertaining. It's probably okay to be entertaining, right?
Yes, I like also to be entertaining. Actually, I'm only entertaining when I'm giving a talk because I have no sense of humor whatsoever after I finish.
That's
funny. What my boyfriend says. So I don't think being funny is the problem.
Okay.
I'm just saying only being funny during the talk is something wrong. If you don't have a content, if you're not giving something for attendees to take back.
Okay.
I think that's wrong, even if you're funny.
I totally agree with that statement. Are you seeing that more now than 5 years ago, that people are focusing on the entertainment side over the education side of their talks?
I think so. And I also see a lot of like trainings and courses for people to work on their presentation skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all those remarks are valid. Mm-hmm. And very useful, and it makes you a better talk. But people start to forget about the clue of the talk.
The content.
To teach people.
Teach people, yes.
It's like, when did we forget about this?
That's the core, I think, of your blog post.
I think so.
Is
yes.
That the number one goal shouldn't be celebrity? It shouldn't be entertainment. All those things are okay. It's okay to be famous.
Yeah.
It's okay to be funny, but the reason people come is to learn.
Exactly.
Number one reason.
Exactly. That's my point.
Mm-hmm. What was the reaction when you did people jump on and say, "That's awesome. You're absolutely right," or did they say, "You are crazy, Barbara"?
Some people, most of the people agreed with what I said, especially with the celebrity effect.
Hmm.
Not celebrities. Like
the celebrities did not agree. Did you have anybody that you would consider a celebrity comment on your blog?
Yes, of course. Not comment maybe, but coming back to me and
To your face.
Yes, that's a good thing. I always welcome feedback.
Okay.
Seriously, but I can see why those people felt offended. I didn't mean to offend anyone.
Uh-huh.
I only maybe if I wanted to offend anything was the quality of talks, not any person.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the attitude. Because people usually don't even realize they are falling for this kind of an attitude.
Sure.
They're just stars. Why not, right? People are treating you like a star. You just jump right in, right? You might not even notice.
It's hard not to be seduced by that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I have been around people who had that in the audience. I was here at Code Mesh a few years ago,
right?
And somebody was in line at lunch, and I said, "How have you?" It was a young lady who I said, "How long have you, or how did you enjoy the conference?" She said, "Oh, it was great. I sat next to Jesse Liberty at the Open Spaces." And I said, "Oh, what did you guys talk about?" He said, "I didn't talk to him. He's Jesse Liberty." And I said, "What are you talking about?"
Right.
He's just, but he's written books, and he's written blog posts, and he's a speaker. And I literally pulled her out of line and took her over to Jesse's table and said,
"Yeah, that's a perfect opportunity.
This lady here is a fan of yours, and I told her that you would answer any questions that she had." And he was delighted to answer any questions that she was too shy to ask.
That's why they, the speakers should be on the conference.
That's a good example of how celebrities should behave.
Yeah,
because Bruce is just a very bright guy, a very good speaker, a very good writer.
Yes.
And although she was affected by a celebrity, he seemed to be less so.
Yeah, it goes both ways, and not all the people are like this.
Yes.
I was just trying to like highlight the problem that I see could happen. Actually, my next blog post is on the conference speakers' contract and duties that conference speakers have when they are attending the conference.
Hmm.
So not only about the quality, but also about this talking to people and being the part of the community, not just being stars. And because I've noticed also a lot of situations where like people are changing their topic that they were supposed to give, or changing.
They would show up at a conference promising to speak about X,
and
then
they
just speak about
Y. No, I won't speak about this. I'll speak about something else.
Without even telling the conference.
Sometimes not, sometimes yes, but I don't think the conference people are the, even if they know, attendees didn't know, right?
Oh, yeah, they would show up in a room expecting to hear one thing and not another.
You know, if Jack White says, oh, I was supposed to sing a song about this, but I decided to do something else, people will forgive him because they love him, and okay. any song he sings will be great.
Okay.
But seriously...
I'm glad you picked a star from my hometown of Detroit, where Jack White is
from.
Seriously,
I didn't know his... So I get this all rock star and ninja and how we call as developers, but we are not rock stars, and we are obliged to do something that we were asked to do.
Okay.
And the celebrity effect is changing people's attitude in a way that if someone is very famous, he will get invited anyway, even if they really mess up. Even if the talk will be poor, even if they don't show up, they will still be invited again. Mm-hmm. And
eventually that wears out.
Yes, but I just don't think it's fair.
I agree. I totally agree. It's not fair. Do you think that it's been since October? Here we are, in January. Was that 3 months? Do you think it's the fact that this post that you wrote it and that so many people have read it? Think it has changed as a result of that?
I think it needs more talking about the topic because people don't want to touch it. And if they touch the celebrity effect, they are called, oh, you're just jealous. So I also get that. And I also read other people's blogs about this. And it's like a touchy subject.
It is. Maybe, I know you've only been publicly speaking for a couple of years now, but... You've risen pretty fast. You're pretty well known. You are literally an internationally known speaker. So you have a bit of celebrity of your own. So I think that coming from you, it has more credibility than, say, coming from someone who isn't well known as a speaker.
Yeah, it's like a representative of the group talking about the problems inside of the group.
Okay.
It speaks for itself. I wouldn't consider myself as a celebrity.
There are people more famous than you, but there's a lot of people less.
Yeah, but you said, I'm recognizable in some circles, so I know exactly from what I was talking about. And in my blog post, I was also talking about me. And I made it clear.
Oh, you were making a warning to yourself. Yeah. It was a bit of self-reflection.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We all can fall for it and not even notice. And the moment I've noticed, I wanted to share my conclusions.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we should talk about that we haven't?
You were asking me about the feedback.
Feedback, yes.
Yes, so... the most negative feedback I got was about the point when I said, I don't like introductory talks. I don't like talks, introduction to...
Ah, yeah, I remember that.
And many of the people said that they don't agree at all.
Okay.
I just think that simple tutorials that are online are teaching you much more than introductory talk. Talks should be about something with conclusions. Or if they are overview talks, then it's not introduction to topic. It's just recognizing some areas that people might not be aware of.
Okay.
But for me, tutorials online that you can actually do something are much more valuable. But that's my opinion. Obviously, many people don't agree with me.
I'm going to throw out a counter argument to that. If I give an introductory talk, it's hard to learn much from an introductory talk, by definition. It's just getting you from zero to 0.1 or whatever.
Yeah.
But it may inspire people who have never seen it before to then go out and try those tutorials.
That's what I hear as a counter argument the most.
Okay.
Yeah, and I still am on the no side, but I get your point.
Okay, so maybe this conversation might have affected your opinion slightly?
Maybe.
Okay. I give introductory talks sometimes, and that's my goal.
Often
that is my goal, is I know even an advanced talk, no matter what it is, if it's an hour-long talk, it's really hard to teach anything in an hour, but it's not hard to inspire people to go out and learn more. Generally,
that's what
I'm trying to do, is get people excited about the technology, show how accessible it is, and then make myself available for questions and answers to go deeper. Which you cannot get as easily online.
Exactly, because there is this internet wall.
The internet wall, yeah, exactly. Do you so where is your blog?
My blog is my first name, last name.com, so barbarafuszyńska.com or baszafuszyńska.com.
Oh, is it both Polish and Russian? What is it?
It's Polish and
abbreviation okay.
Name. So I'm Barbara, but in Poland I'm Basha.
Basha, okay. do you like to be called Basha or do you like to be called Barbara?
I really don't mind.
How would you like your credits to appear in this show?
Once again?
When I put the title of the show, I'll say I'm interviewing who?
Basha.
Basha? I will. Yeah, I'll have to spell that for me later on. Excellent. Where are you speaking next?
Next week, NDC London.
Okay.
About R.
About R, just what we spoke about here.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'll point you to the viewers that on Channel 9, you just did an interview with Seth Juarez.
Yes, I just did.
On R. I encourage people to watch that.
Yeah. Please watch, yeah.
Basha, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. When I moved to London, people were asking me if I won't be missing my friends. And I realized that not really, because with most of them, I'm actually contacting through internet. So the technology allowed me to just stay in touch with everyone I love.